We continue in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos with lesson number 10. We are in the fourth perek, the third and fourth Mishnayos, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Gimel, and Mishneh Dalet. Mishneh Gimel. Hapor v'ha'elim v'ha'kevosim v'ha'so'ir. Einon ma'akvines ha'lechem. This again is referring to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, when the tzibur brings shtei halechem, the two loaves of bread. And these loaves are accompanied, as is described in the Chumash and Parshas Emor, by a group of korbanos ola, par, elim, and kvosim, cows, rams, and sheep, and by a so'ir, a goat, for a korban chatos. They are brought together with the lechem. So the Mishnah says clearly that the absence, the unavailability of even of all of those, the poor elim kvosim asoir, does not prevent the lechem from being brought. The shtei alechem stands independent from them. And v'lo halechem ma'akvon, the absence of the shtei halechem does not interfere with the bringing of those other karbonos, por elim v'kosim olos and esor chatos. They can be brought even without the lechem. However, along with the shtei halechem are brought two kivsei atzeres, two sheep for karbonos shlomim. They, we will see, have a different halacha. They are, in a sense, more important. Halechem ma'akev es hakvosim. Rabbi Akiva, we will see, holds that the lechem is more important than the shnei kivsei atzeres. So that if the lechem is absent, the shnei kivsei atzeres cannot be brought. However, v'hakvosim einon ma'akvim es halechem. The absence of these two sheep for the korban shalmei tzibur does not interfere with the bringing of the shtei halechem. This divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva's opinion, because he points out that the posuk in Parshas Emor says, with reference to these two breads, kodesh yihiyu l'Hashem l'Kohen. What's the yihiyu? The yihiyu refers to, gotta be that way. You gotta have that which is kodesh for the kohen. The korban shlomim is not kodesh only for the kohen. Korban shlomim is eaten by others as well. But the shtei alechem is only eaten by the kohen. So therefore the kodesh in that phrase refers to the shtei alechem. And the yihiyu stresses that they must be, they've gotta be there. Even without the shnei kivsei atzeres, the two shlomim, two shalmei tzibur sheep. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Omar Shimon Benanos. So comes along Benanos and says, Lochi, you're wrong, Rabbi Akiva. Ela hakevosim ma'akvim es halechem, the kevosim, the two sheep for the shlomim, shalmei tzibur, are more important in a sense. And their absence does render invalid or the shtei halechem. You cannot bring the shtei halechem without the sheep. But the absence of the lechem does not prevent you from bringing those two sheep for shalmei tzibur without the lechem. And he brings an interesting proof for this. Shekein motzinu kishehoyu Yisrael ban midbar arboim shono. All the many years the Jewish people, when they're in the desert wandering, korvu kivosim belo lechem, they brought the sheep on every Shavuos without the breads. Because of the breads, it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, mimo shvoseichem toviyu lechem tenufo, that these breads have to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. When the Jews were in the Midbar, they couldn't import breads from Eretz Yisrael. Afkan yikrivu kivosim below lechem. So too in Eretz Yisrael, in all the years of the Beis Hamikdash, it's possible to bring the sheep without the lechem. So says Shimon ben Nanos. Omer Rabbi Shimon. However, Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, comes along and says, Halacha kedivrei bananos. The halacha is not like my Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. It is indeed like Shimon bananos. That the kevosim are meyakev the lechem, but the lechem is not ma'akev the kevosim. Aval ein hatam kidvorov. But the reason is not his reason. The reason that being, according to bananos, that in the Midbar sheep were brought without lechem. But rather, a different principle. Shekol ha'omur b'chumash ha'pekudim. Chumash ha'pekudim is what we call the Chumash b'Midbar. It's called Chumash Pekudim in the Lashon of the Mishnah, as it is known in English as the Book of Numbers, because we have there the census of the Jewish people. So anything, all the korbanos which are spelled out in Chumash Bamidbor, mainly in Parshas Pinchos, Korav Bamidbor, those sacrifices were offered indeed in the Midbor. V'chol ha'amur besoras kohanim. Those korbanos which are spelled out in Chumash Vayikra, meaning in Parshas Emor, lo korav Bamidbor. They were not brought in the Midbor. So those korbanos of Shavuos which are mentioned in Parshas Pinchos and Parshas Emor were not brought in the Midbar, because Rabbi Shimon Yochman Yochoi, had a Kabbalah biyodo that the korbanos that we learn about in Parshas Emor, the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, Shnei Alechem, were not brought at all in the Midbar. In fact, as one of the Meforshim, the Teferis Yisrael, points out, the pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Ki Savo El Haoretz, only when you come to Eretz Yisrael do you bring the Kivsei Atzeres with the Shtei Halechem. But in the Midbar, not. Mishebo El Haoretz, Korvu Elu Voelu. Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, when the Jewish people came to Eretz Yisrael, then they brought both the korbanos from Chumash Bamidbor, Parshas Pinchos, and the korbanos from Chumash Vayikra, Parshas Emor. Umipnei mo ani omer yikrivu kivosim beloy lechem. Why do I say that nowadays, meaning in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, one could bring the sheep without the breads? Different reason entirely. Sha kivosim matirin es atzmon beloy lechem. Every korban, in order to be completely done and completely reach its final conclusive climax, must have a matir. There must be an act which renders it kosher to be eaten or placed upon the mizbeach or whatever. The kivosim, the sheep, have a matir. The matir is that from those sheep, the emerim, the fatty parts of that sheep, were placed upon the mizbeach. The haktora of the emorim, putting the emorim, the fatty parts of the animal, upon the mizbeach, that act was matir, renders mutor the subsequent eating of those korbanos by the kohanim. And they also are matir, the lechem, in the process. So the kivosim have their own matir, which is matir themselves and the lechem. However, lechem below kivosim, ein li mi yatirenu. The lechem alone, there is no act to be matir the lechem. Nothing is done to the lechem besides the fact that they're given to the kohen to be eaten. There is no act to be matir them except for the act of haktoras emirim done to the kvosim. No kvosim, no matir. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, in accordance with bananas, but for a different reason, the lechem is not ma'akev the kvosim, but the kvosim, kivsei atzeres, shalmei tzibur, are ma'akev the lechem. Mishneh Dalet continues. on a Shabbos or a Yontif, besides bringing the korbanos tomid, which are brought every day, morning and evening, you also bring a korban musaf. So the Mishnah says, Hatamidim einon ma'akvines ha-musafim. If for some reason, I'm going to translate this literally now, if for some reason you don't have the wherewithal to bring the korbanos tomid, you can still bring the korbanos musaf. V'lo ha-musafim ma'akvines ha-tamidim, the absence of the musafim does not interfere with bringing of the korbanos tomid. The Gemara, however, translates this not literally, not that we're following the same pattern as before. The absence of one component does not render the other component invalid. But rather, we're speaking here about hakdoma, what comes first. Normally, the korban tomet shel shachar comes first, the morning korban tomet comes first, and then the korbanos musaf. What this means here, v'loha musafi ma'akvim es hatamidim, means that if, by some error, the korbanos musaf were brought before the tomet shel shachar, or the tomet shel bein hor abayim, the evening tomet, was brought before the korban musaf, the korbanos are kosher. Normally, we follow the rule of kol hatodir mechavero kodem eschavero, and therefore the tomet shel shachar should precede the korban musaf. But the korban tel shachar was brought every single day of the year. The korban musaf was only brought. Korban musaf shel Shabbos was only born on Shabbos. The korban musaf shel Rosh Chodesh was only born on Rosh Chodesh, etc. But in b'dieved, if they were not brought in the proper sequence, no problem. For lo hamusafim ma'akvin ze'ezek. Similarly, on a day where there are two korbanos musaf, for example, when Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, so you bring two korbanos musaf, shel Shabbos and shel Rosh Chodesh. Normally, you should bring the korban musaf Shabbos first because of kol hatodir. That's more frequent. Shabbos is more frequent than Rosh Chodesh. Nevertheless, there was a mix-up. It is still kosher. The Mishnah continues. Still a Mishnah Dalet of Perek Dalet. Lo hikrivu keves baboka. Suppose the korban tomid, the sheep that was brought every single morning, was not brought. No. Yakrivu bein ho'arbayim. They could bring it in the evening. They could bring the korban tomid shel bein ho'arbayim, even though the korban tomid shel boker was not brought, because the korban shel boker is not ma'akev, the korban tomid shel bein ho'arbayim. So says the Tanakhama. Omer Rav Shimon, comes Rav Shimon by Yochoi and says, Amosai, when is it true that you can bring the korban tomid shel bein ho'arbayim, even if the korban tomid shel shachar was not brought, bizman shehoyu anusim? If for some reason the kohanim could not, they had some set of circumstances that prevented them from bringing the korban tomid shel shachar. They were sick, they were hurt, whatever. Oshogigin, or they just plain forgot. Then, unintentional problems, the absence of the korban tomid shel shachar would not prevent the korban tomid shel bein ho'arbayim from being brought, however. Avalim hoyu mezidin v'lo hikrivu keves baboka. If intentionally, purposely, out of malice, the kohanim said, no, this morning we're not bringing the korban tomid shel boker, then lo yakrivu bein ho'arbayim. Then they can't bring, or at least those same kohanim, who were mezidim, who intentionally defaulted upon the korban tomet shel shachar, they cannot bring the korban tomet shel bein ho'arbayim, but other kohanim can. And the Gemara explains that there are two types of mizbeach. There's a mizbeach shenischanech, a mizbeach which has already been inaugurated and has been used for many weeks and many months. And there's a mizbeach shalonis chanech, a mizbeach which is brand new. The old one was worn out, broken, or whatever, and they built a new one. So the new one requires chinuch, it requires an act of worship to make it, to inaugurate it. So that's a mizbeach shalonis chanech. The Gemara explains that when it comes to a mizbeach shalonis chanech, meaning no korbanos were ever brought on it previously, then even the Tanakhama says, if the tomid shel shachar was not brought, you can't bring the tomid shel bein ho'arbayim, as we will see a reason later in the Mishnah. But the Tanakhama, whom we've been learning about so far, is talking about a mizbeach shenischanech, a mizbeach which has been used for a long time. Then, since it's already been used for many, many korbanos, then they say, no, if for some reason, whatever reason, they missed a tomid shel shachar, they can bring the tomid shel bein ho'arbayim, Whereas Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, no, even the Mizbeach in Ischanech, a Mizbeach which has been in use for a long time, I still tell you that if the Kohanim intentionally omitted the Tomid Shel Shachar, those Kohanim cannot bring the Tomid Shel Bein Ha'Arbayim. The Mishnah continues, Lo Hiktiru Ketores Baboker. If, as you know, the Ketores, the incense, was brought upon the Mizbeach HaZohav, upon the golden Mizbeach inside the chamber called the Heichal. So the Tanakhama now continues and says, the same thing that I said about the Korbanos Tomid Shel Shachar and Shel Beinu Abayim, I will now say about the Ketores, part of which was brought in the morning and part in the evening. Pras b'shachris, pras bein ho'arbayim. The Tanis says that if lo hiktiru ketores baboke, yaktir bein ho'arbayim. Same thing as the Korban Tomid. If for whatever reason, even mezidin, even intentionally, the ketores was not brought in the morning, says the Tanakama, you can bring the Korbanos in the evening, even the same Kohanim can do so. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, V'chulom hoysa karevo bein ho'arbayim. If the ketores in the morning was not done, then you could bring the same ketores from the morning together with the ketores from the evening and bring it in the evening. Because, Tosfos explains, the ketores of the entire day is one package. The Gemara explains that when it comes to ketores, we do not find that Rav Shimon distinguishes between whether the ketores in the morning was unintentionally omitted or intentionally omitted, mezidim, because the ketores was very interesting. A korban tomid, one Kohen could have done countless korbanos tomid. He's a veteran Kohen, he's 60 years old, and he's been bringing korbanos all of his life, and he's brought 100 korbanos tomid. But ketores, a Kohen brings only once in his life. As the Gemara explains in Meseches Yoma Daf Chafov, Sheloshono ba'odo me'olam. No Kohen ever did Ketores twice. Vibneshima asheres, because Ketores was a skuler, so to speak, for wealth, and therefore they literally spread the wealth. So therefore it was extremely unusual for a Kohen who has this once in a lifetime opportunity to bring the Ketores to intentionally not do so. So therefore by Ketores, Rabbi Shimon doesn't discuss the person who intentionally, spitefully skips the Ketores Shel Boker. In any case, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, but the Mishnah continues now and says, She'ein mechanchin es mizbach hazohov elo biktores hasamim. Now, what the Mishnah is doing now is it's continuing to explain the Tanakhama and to tell why that for a Korban Tomid there's a difference between the Mizbeach and Ischanech, a Mizbeach which has been in use for a long time, and a Mizbeach Shalon Ischanech, a rookie Mizbeach which is being inaugurated today for the first time. That distinction the Tanakhama makes only by the Korban Tomid. If the Korban Tomid was omitted for a Mizbeach Shel Ischanech, no problem. You bring the Ketores, the Tomid, in the evening. But if a Ketores was omitted for the Mizbeach Shel Loin Ischanech, the rookie Mizbeach, for the first Korban that wasn't brought, then it cannot be brought in the evening. But by Ketores, they make no such distinction between the Mizbeach Shel Ischanech and the Mizbeach Shel Loin Ischanech. Why? She'ein mechanchen es mizbach hazohov elo biktores hasamim, because what act is the inaugural act of the mizbeach hazohov, the golden mizbeach inside the heichel, the haktora, the offering upon that mizbeach of the spices, the incense from the evening. So therefore, whether it's a mizbeach shel nischanech or mizbeach shel lo nischanech, if there's no ketores, was not brought for some reason in the morning, you bring it in the evening. If it's a mizbeach shel nischanech, no problem. Wasn't done in the morning, you do it in the evening. You missed one. If it's a mizbeach shel lo nischanech and you didn't do the haktorah in the morning, no, fine, because the inaugural haktorah is the evening haktorah, and that's exactly what you'll be doing. That's when it comes to the mizbeach hazov and the ketores. But when it comes to the outer mizbeach, the main mizbeach, there, do you know which korban is mechanech it, inaugurates it? V'lo mizbach ho'olo elo b'somit shel shachar. It's the morning korban tamid which must be the inaugural korban tamid. So therefore, if it's a mizbeach shenischanech, it's already been in use for a long time, and for whatever reason, once it was skipped, the tamid shel shachar, no. So you do the tamid shel beinu abayim. But, because it's already been used, because it's a mizbeach shenischanech, and the mizbeach shenischanech, if one is missed, you do the tamid shel beinu abayim. However, if it is a mizbeach shel loy nischanech, then the tamid shel shachar is crucial, because the tamid shel shachar is the korban which inaugurates the mizbeach, and therefore, if you didn't bring the tamid shel shachar, you cannot bring the tamid shel beinu abayim, because that would be the first korban brought there, and the first korban brought upon the mizbeach ha'olah cannot be the tamid shel beinu abayim. It must be the tamid shel shachar. So if you miss the tamid shel shachar, then you've missed a very important thing, and you've got to wait till the next morning. You can't do the tamid shel beinu abayim on the mizbeach shelo nischanech. The Mishnah concludes, V'loy es hashulchon elo belechem haponim b'shabos. We now see now that the inaugural act for the mizbeach hazohov is the ketores shel beinu abayim, the evening ketores. The inaugural act for the mizbeach ha'olo is the tamid shel shachar, the morning korban tamid. What's the inaugural act for the table upon which the lechem haponim, the shewbread, is placed? Well, pashut, to put the lechem haponim on the table on Shabbos, that is the act of chinuch. That's what inaugurates the shulchan. And what inaugurates the menorah? V'loas ha-menorah elo b'shivo neroseho bein ho'abayim. Kindling, lighting the seven neros in the evening, that is the act which is mechanech a new menorah. And so we have finished Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet of Perek Dalet, the third and fourth Mishnah of the fourth Perek. And in the process, we have finished lesson number 10.